All right, caller meeting back to order. Ready to do a little road and bridge. Got Randy Hayes with the three commissioners. We've got our damage agreement on the agenda with Ron Wyatt.
I have minutes here dated November 4, 2009. That deals with the Casey Road completion issue, which we couldn't come to an agreement on. The one item that is that I've got in documentation in several correspondence with Ron White on the rock pillar. We did have a contractor to build and replace it. Ron had changed his mind, wanted to. We couldn't work it out with the material that was available. We'd have to acquire more material, but our documentation showed we was going to replace the one, and that's what we was going to do. And so I brought this to you at that time, and that's what you guys agreed on, that we'd pay him $500, let him build however many he wants to. So, but I don't think the check got issued. I can't find any documentation there, so that we still have to do.
Okay.
And I think I brought it to y'all's attention that I talked with him and got you his phone number, I hope, that he'd had some gutter damaged with a backhoe or something, and it never got repaired, and he went ahead and had it repaired. I think it was $180 that he's looking for on top of this $500. Do you remember that? Remember getting damaged?
I didn't have anybody report that to me. I know Ron mentioned that he had had some damage and had it repaired, but I don't know who would have damaged it, whether it would have been our forces or the contractor or even when it was done.
Right.
I didn't see it myself. I mean, otherwise we would have taken pictures and dealt with it at that time. So,
would a Great River have done it?
Yeah, that all they had there would have been an inspector. They didn't have any equipment or anything.
So. I'm talking about documentation.
Did
they have any of this Ron White stuff documented?
Most of, unless it dealt with the part of the structural part of the road, I doubt it. They would have had documentation on that. We'd done most of the cleanup and the reseeding and a lot of that work. They roughed in and put all the curb and gutter and that type of thing in, so.
You sent us an email, Chuck.
I did? Good.
It was $180 for the damages done to his gutter. So could we check with, could you check with Great River? I mean, it's two separate issues. I'd rather just deal with them separately so we can get the $500 out of the way because we did.
We'd already agreed on that if it's not been issued, but I thought maybe it already went through.
No. So, but I'd like, you know.
Rick and the treasurer, is that who you checked with? See if it had been.
That's it'd be Rick. There's not been an issue. So, but we have to submit it from upstairs. Has to submit the payment. We have to do the paperwork for road and bridge. Has to do the paperwork.
So,
I'm fine with submitting the paperwork for that.
Oh yeah, I mean it's in the minutes.
So if you would direct Kathy or to submit it to the auditor for payment.
Okay.
And then attach these notes because that's all they're going to ask for is those minutes being attached to it.
Okay.
And on the 180 gutter, if you would just check with Great River to see if there's any other damage reports done, reported.
Okay.
You might ask Frank. For some reason, I got in my mind that Frank might have gone and looked at
it. Okay. I'll check with him on that.
There was, before we go on, though, there was comment about getting a release signed, and he's willing to sign a release if he gets all of it. But I don't know if you're asking, if you're saying by giving him the $500 that it's still open on the table, so to speak, to talk about the other, or he can go ahead and take that, which is fine with me.
Let's, if it's all right with you, let's have Randy talk to Frank. Frank's talking now. I didn't remember.
Oh, he's up the office Friday.
So why don't you talk to Frank about this, too, and then just let's see if we can't get it all resolved at one time.
I didn't get your email.
Didn't get it?
No. But I mean, I... But...
I've got the number. You can call Ronnie if you want to. Randy's got his number too, I'm sure.
You sent out an email, but you also, I seen somewhere where there was a $500 request on that thing and $180 on something on a, but I don't know whether it came from you or it came from Rogue Bridge.
It probably came from me. It's probably the one that Jim's
the email?
On. What date is it, Jim?
He sent, checked the email Wednesday at 9:45 a.m.
Okay, no, let me look here just a second, because I've got...
And it shows you as carbon on the whole thing, so...
Yeah, but see, I don't have anything past last Wednesday. That's whenever we lost, I lost everything on this, even the...
Okay.
I even lost my phone.
Let me forward this to you again.
Deal. Okay. Okay. At 2:44 is the last one I got.
Okay, I'm sending it to you again.
Okay.
It has his phone number in there. It talks about the 500, talks about the 180.
Okay.
But yeah, if you can just double check with Frank, and I mean, if we owe it, if we said we were going to pay it, let's get this thing resolved and get it behind us. I mean, that's what I'm.
Okay, we'll get that.
Okay.
Took care of. But you do want him to sign a release,
and Bob's going to make us. Bob requires us to do all that.
Okay. Got about 10 minutes left.
Sure.
Okay. I got a couple other. I've been working on. This is mainly information. Kind of bring you up to speed. I've been working on road inventory to turn into the state, and I come across a few roads. Two of them were gated. I think.